Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Brad Piron and I'm a missionary here at Damascus where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Luke chapter 6 verses 39 through 42. And here's how that reads. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. Man, big words there from Jesus, right? I love the Jesus that we get in the Gospel of Luke. Luke makes Jesus so accessible to us. And I love how real and raw Jesus is here, right? Like he starts out with that question, can a blind person lead a blind person? And obviously we all know that that's not possible. Like, no, they both have the same problem in that they can't see. So yes, they would fall into a pit. And then from there, he goes on to talk about a disciple and a teacher relationship. And I'm sure you have probably heard this before, but disciple actually comes from the word meaning learner, right? So Jesus is talking here about teachers and learners. And one thing I notice, especially in the day and age in which we live, is that everyone desires to be a teacher. And I think that's a good thing. We all have wisdom to pass along. But with that, we need to make sure that we're teaching from a place that sees the disciple in the wholeness and fullness of who they are before we impart something to them that might be an issue that we have as well. Do you see what I'm saying there? That we need to be cautious. This is what James says in the New Testament. He says that we should be cautious to be teachers. Why? Because we're actually bringing people along and we want to make sure that we're not falling to the same things that they're falling to. We want to instead provide them wisdom to get past those things. And so Jesus goes into this conversation about a teacher and a disciple. He says that no disciple is superior to the teacher, right? So no learner is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher, right? So as a teacher, as someone who's giving wisdom, as a parent that you might be listening here today, or as an older sibling, or maybe as a pastor at a parish, as a teacher, we need to recognize that what we carry into a relationship with someone who's learning from us is what they'll carry after that relationship, right? That the disciple becomes like the teacher. And then Jesus goes into this famous question, why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? Because sometimes we want to teach people, right? It's because we have the right heart. It's because we want people, we want those who have been entrusted to us, those in our families, those in our schools, in our classrooms, those in our parishes, we want them to come up behind us and to be better than us. And that's great. But what we need to first do is allow the Lord to show us the areas where he wants to teach us. That we can't first see the inadequacy in someone else before we see the inadequacies in ourselves. And the reason this is important is because when I see the inadequacy in myself, I go to the Lord and I say, Lord, show me how you want to teach me here. And as he teaches me, I begin to learn how to be a better teacher. I can then teach like the Lord. In the same way that he teaches me, I teach others. And so we need to be sure that we first explore the wooden beam that might be in our eye before we see the splinter in our brother's eye. And as Jesus says, this is right order, right? Because if we remove that wooden beam from our eye first, we'll see more clearly so that we can better extract the splinter from our brother's eye. And you know, I think sometimes we can hear these terms, splinter and wooden beam. And in my opinion, wooden beam's always bigger than a splinter, right? But I think that sometimes we think that that means that there's something greater in me that is disoriented or wrong than that of someone else. And that's not the case. It's really a matter of perception. Think about this. If you have a splinter that sat 10 yards away from you, that splinter seems really small. But if you take that splinter up as close to your eye as possible without the splinter touching your eye, the splinter looks really big. You might say it looks like a wooden beam. So really, we're not talking about extracting something huge from you so you can extract something small from someone else. We're talking about dealing with the small things in your heart that are closer to you so that you can better tend to the small things in others' lives that are a little farther away from you. That's the goal. That's the goal that we have as teachers. That's the goal that we have as leaders. That's the goal that we have as human persons in relationship with others. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 39 to 42. Again, my name is Brad Pieron. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.